Welcome to Nintendo Seconds. I'm LP Tiger. Today is Wednesday, July the 25th, 2018, and here's the daily. Paladins: Champions of the Realm was released on the Switch on June the 12th, but you needed to purchase the Founder's Pack in order to play the game. Well, after 6 weeks, the game is now available for free on the Switch eShop. If you don't know what it is, it's a free-to-play team-based fantasy shooter. Basically, it's the closest thing to Overwatch that Nintendo will have, aside from Blizzard actually bringing Overwatch to the Switch. So, if Overwatch is up your alley and you have a Switch, I would highly recommend giving this game a go. Producer of the Rune Factory and Story of Seasons series, Yoshifumi Hashimoto, has started a new company called Hakama, which is a subsidiary of Marvelous. Officially established in January of this year, the company is currently working on three titles, which include the production of Dragon Marked for Death from Inti Creates. It's unknown whether or not he'll be working on the newest iteration of Story of Seasons coming to the Switch. Being that most of the games he's worked on has been handheld focused, you can expect more from them in the future. If you haven't got enough Smash Bros. Ultimate gameplay from E3, the Nintendo vs. account tweeted today that the game will be played on the EVO 2018 stage, featuring exhibition matches with notable fighting game personalities. You can catch this on the EVO Twitch stream, twitch.tv/EVO, on Friday, August the 3rd at 9 p.m. Eastern. And if you want to follow the Nintendo vs. Twitter, you can follow them at NintendoVS. Anyone remember Thimbleweed Park? It's an indie point-and-click adventure from Ron Gilbert, known for creating the Monkey Island series, and was also the first physical Switch game from Limited Run Games. Well, based on one of his posts on the game's website, he stated that the game has been very successful on the Switch and will most likely surpass Steam sales as the trend shows little signs of letting up. More success stories like this can really act as a nudge to get more devs to bring their games over. I have recently compiled a bunch of Switch game announcements. Let's go ahead and go through them. The popular over-the-top Operation Sim Surgeon Simulator will come sometime this fall, featuring Joy-Con and HD Rumble upgrades. Action platformer Iconoclasts was given the release date of August the 2nd. Ska Studios confirmed that the 2D action RPG Salt and Sanctuary will release on August the 2nd as well. Zen Studios announced that the tower defense brawler Castle Storm will be coming on Thursday, August the 16th. The SNK 40th Anniversary Collection comes out November 13th, and it was just announced that the NES game Crystalis would be added to the collection. And finally, Nickelodeon Kart Racers is in the works from Game Mill Entertainment, featuring SpongeBob, Ninja Turtles, Hey Arnold, Rugrats, and more coming this holiday season. Of course, there's Switch announcements every day, but you can always find out what's coming by visiting nintendo.com/games. And let's go ahead and talk some numbers. The NPD Group released the top 10 games sold in America for June 2018. The Switch had three games listed: Donkey Kong Country Tropical Freeze, Hyrule Warriors Definitive Edition, and Mario Kart 8 Deluxe at number 5, 7, and 9 respectively. Doesn't sound too amazing, but Nintendo's numbers never include digital sales as they don't share them publicly. The other console makers do share them. So, it's not the best chart in the world, but it's nice to see them charted regardless, even if it's only on physical sales only. When it comes to the Media Create charts in Japan, the top 10 are all Nintendo games, with Taiko no Tatsujin topping the charts. If you don't know what that game is, it's a Japanese drum rhythm game that I'm hoping comes to the US. In any case, all is normal as Switch continues to dominate Japan. Before I go, I wanted to go ahead and share some voicemails that I've received. I haven't really shared them very well with you guys, and I apologize for that, but I'm gonna go ahead and get to doing that again. So stay tuned to the end to listen to your submissions. And with that said, that's all for today. If you wanna submit a voicemail, you can do so using the Anchor app, or if you don't feel like verbalizing with your voice, you can go ahead and send me a message on Twitter at LPTiger, LPTYGER. Thanks for listening to Nintendo Seconds, putting Nintendo first.
Hey, this is Jamil from My Crazy Thoughts Podcast. I just wanted to let you know I'm a huge Nintendo fan, and I'm looking forward to the new Super Smash Bros. Ultimate game. I listened to that Sakurai interview, and you're the one who actually put me on to that interview. So thank you for that info. It looks like it's going to be more technical than the previous ones, and I'm a very technical player. So yeah, like your podcast. Keep doing what you're doing. You have a great day. Bye.
It's a Wario time. I'm not gonna win. Hey, LP. Hope you're in line for those octopads already. I mean, I don't know how early it's over there, but it's already morning here. Have a nice day. Hope you're doing fine. Thanks always for your reviews.